session number 31428, Mr. Bill Sykes, Reel 5. Now, anything else about your time as a prisoner of war of the Chinese?
Well, I was trying to compare the Chinese to the Germans. And the Germans, they weren't cruel to us directly. They was cruel to the Jewish people more than anything. But the Chinese, they were cruel to everybody, no matter who he was.
Have you got any other more examples of other things of cruelty that they did, you know?
Well, not really. It's just verbally. They give us papers or Harry Pollitt's speeches to read. Of course, we rolled them up and smoked them. They didn't like that. I think.
Did you get Red Cross parcels?
No. Chinese didn't believe in that.
So, none at all?
Not at all, no. They didn't believe in the Red Cross at all.
What food did you get? You must have had some food. I mean, I know
Once we got in the camp, we got food.
What would you get?
Tell the truth, it was quite good. In the morning, we got eggs, fried eggs, and that. They made their own bread, little rolls, made their own bread. It was really good, really, the food. That's why I suppose they wouldn't let us have Red Cross parcels.
And what were that? Were you just living in village huts?
I was living in village huts, yeah.
What were the huts like?
Well, a Korean village hut in those days were heated under the ground. So all the husks of the rice and that all went underground. They heated up everything. The pots were round. The cooking pots were round in the kitchen. And everything was, they heated the pots up and they heated all the place up at the same time.
What was the weather like? Because it's blasted cold in Korea.
Well, it was cold in the winter time.
Tell us how bad it got.
Oh, dear me. I mean, we were fighting and the guns were solid, frozen solid, even with oil. We put oil on them.
When you're in the camp, I think we sort of.
Well, in the camp, it was cold, but the Chinese clothed us. They gave us padded trousers, padded coats, padded hats. Everything was padded. They clothed us well.
So anything else about your time as a prisoner of the Chinese?
Well, I'll give them their credit. They looked after us. They fed us. And they clothed us. And that's more than anybody else. And even our own bloody army wouldn't clothe us.
So how did it all come to an end?
Well, they got the orders that the peace talks at Panmunjom, the peace talks are finally settled. And they put us in trucks.
So there was a truce.
So many a truce, and they took us down and handed us over.
So when was that? Well, we can look it up. Sorry.
About 1953.
And what state were you in?
Well, myself, I was all right. I think it was all right, really.
Now, what happened to you after you got back to the British side? Were you sent home and released?
No, no, they clothed us and bathed us. They sent us to Japan for a fortnight.
Whereabouts in Japan?
Kyuri.
And what do you remember of that?
That was nice, that was. Kyuri. Bought a lot of presents, like for the kids and that. I had kids then.
So what then?
And then I came home.
You know which ship? Which ship did you on?
I think it's a Windrush.
So you came... that's the one you thought you went out on?
Yeah.
Same one?
I think it's the same one.
Were you demobilised when you got back?
Yes, I was demobilised, yeah.
Straight away?
Yes, straight away, yeah.
And what did you do... What did you do after you were demobilised? I mean, how did you get back into civilian life then? Then we'll close it for today, I think.
Well, I came back and they said they were going to demob us. And we wanted jobs. I sent away for a job. I sent to Ford's Motor Company. And they said they wouldn't take me. So they got a vacancy. So I went to May and Baker's for a year.
To what?
May and Baker's.
The match.
Yeah. I went to them for a year.
What doing there?
Making tablets of different kinds.
And then what?
Then I got a letter to go to Ford's. I went to Ford's Motor Company.
Is that where you
the
stayed?
Foundry.
And you stayed there?
Yeah, I stayed there. I was made a foreman after a couple of years, and I stayed there.
And so that was the end of. Do you think your second experience had any more effect on you?
No, not really. No.
No bad effect.
No, not really.
Thank you very much.